Okay, good afternoon, ladies, good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to your Jefferson County Commissioners Court meeting for Monday, October 1st, 2012. We'll begin our meeting today with an invocation led by Commissioner Alford, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance led by Commissioner Arnold. If you'll rise, please.
If you don't mind, would you please bow your heads? Lord, we come before you asking that you put your divine wisdom in each and every member of this court. Not only in this court, but everyone in Jefferson County. Lord, we ask that you hold our county together, our leaders together, hold the families of members that have loved ones away in the war together. Lord, we ask that you help our Supreme Court, which goes in session today, make all the right decisions for our country. Lord, we ask this in Jesus Christ's name.
We'll begin our agenda with items under purchasing today. Item A is to approve specifications for requests for proposals for inmate health care services for Jefferson County Correctional Facility. Item B is to consider and approve, execute, receive, and file a change order number one, the Jefferson County Courthouse Interior Masonry Phase 4 Rehab for a decrease in the amount of $4,518. Lowering the contract price to $33,292 due to the fragility of the historic marble and window molding. Item C is to consider and possibly approve, execute, receive, and file a renewal of a term contract for herbicides for Jack Brooks Regional Airport with Alligator LLC, Red River Specialty Inc. for a first additional one-year renewal from October 16, 2012. to October 15th, 2013. And proposed price increases for Red River Specialties are shown on the attachment. Item D is to approve, execute, receive, and file contract for a proposed 200,000-gallon elevated water storage tank for the City of Hampshire with McGuire Iron, Inc. in the amount of base proposal of $849,120. For the construction of the above ground tank, and proposal B for the hot mix surface for driveway in the amount of $12,775 for a total contract award of $861,895 with 300 calendar days for completion. And that's a project that's funded by the Texas Department of Rural Affairs Hurricane Ike Round 1 grant administered by the Texas GLO. Item E is to consider and possibly approve disposition of salvage property as authorized by local government code 263.15284. by donating it to Goodwill. And item F is to consider and possibly approve disposition of salvage property as authorized by government code 263.1523 for broken or obsolete items. Do I have a motion on those items?
So moved.
Been moved by Commissioner Senegal and seconded by Commissioner Weaver. Any discussion on those items? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. Under County Commissioners, because of thanks to our range, we can pass on item A, table it. Item B is to consider possibly approve Jefferson County Tourism Committee hotel occupancy tax allocation recommendations for fall 2012. That's seen on the attachment. Item C is considering possibly approve the 2013 county holidays. Item D is to consider and possibly approve a proclamation proclaiming the month of October 2012 as Italian History Month. Item E is consider and possibly approve a proclamation for National Disability Month. Item F is to receive and file an order to adopt the tax rate at 36.5 cents per $100 valuation, 0.340215 for maintenance and 0.024785 for debt service. Item G is consider and approve a resolution authorizing the county grant to Nutrition and Services for Seniors for fiscal year 2012-2013. And that allows Nutrition Services to apply for matching grant funds with the state of Texas. Do I have a motion on those items? Moved by Commissioner Arnold, seconded by Commissioner Weaver. Any discussion on any of those items?
And I guess it's high tax, and I'm looking at one of these, number 12, the Hebert High Association. I know they sell out every hotel room when they have this event here, and I want to know why that amount was so low.
Rannick and commissioners, the reason the request was for about $9,500. The group from the Jefferson County Tourism Commission decided to give $2,900 for advertising in the Houston Chronicle. This is a large group; they come every year. It's a very valuable piece of business. But that was that's the amount we decided on, because that would bring in people from outside the area as far as the banners and so forth. Those would be here in town, which wouldn't make a difference in, you know, in the attendance of the event.
There couldn't be anything else in there, Kathy, that could be funded? Because I want to know why.
Maybe a certain amount of postage if it's used outside of the 75-mile radius.
All right.
Let's see. We've got, okay. I did ask about the banners, and the banners would be used locally, and they would have the date on them, so it wouldn't be something they could use year after year. And then the banner stands also to advertising, okay, the flags. I had asked him about all that stuff. And then on the next page, you could do a certain amount of the postcards because they will be sent outside the area. Usually we do, usually they'll do a half to three-fourths, something like that, depending on where they're going to be sending them. But most of these postcards were going to be used for people that, you know, normally do come, but then some of them would be sent for people that haven't come in the past, you
like
know,
out of California
things like
and other places like that, because I know
that
they
can
have
be
a
used.
Big, large contingency that come out of California.
There is. I don't think I attached it. I don't think, but I do have a list of hotel room nights that they used, which it was well into the 300s.
Mm-hmm. Also, Commissioner, the Beaumont CBB does a lot of work for this group.
What do y'all provide them in financial?
Financials? I'm not sure that. Financial amount, I can get that for you, but as far as the servicing, making sure we have people there, the registration, goodie bags and so forth, I can get you the, you know, the absolute
well,
figure.
It just concerned me when I look at the amounts and look at the amounts up and down this chart, and I know how many people these guys bring to the table. I sure would hope that you look at those things closer, right, Ms. Gidry?
Now, a certain amount of the postage and things like that can go towards it.
Okay. I sure would hope that y'all can look at that again.
Any other discussion?
Thank you.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. Is there anyone here that's representing the Italian American Club? You come forward, man. How are you?
Doing great, Judge. I want to thank Judge Rennick and the commissioners for considering the Italian American Society of Beaumont's proclamation for this month, Italian Heritage. We were founded about 22 years ago by Nick Lampson and Frank Messina, and we have been meeting ever since then. For each month, we meet at the Knights of Columbus on Highway 90, the last Wednesday of each month. I have with me one of my trustees, Maria Madaffri. She is an Italian, 100%. She's from Calabria. She's actually from Italy and all. I am from Sicilian descent. My grandparents my grandfather was from Palermo, my grandmother from Cefalù. So we're very proud of our heritage. We're very proud of, we're really proud of Nick and Frank for starting the Italian American Society. We have the piazza that's here in downtown where y'all can see that. We're very proud of the city letting us have that land to set up the piazza and display the heritage of the many people that are here of Italian and Sicilian descent. One of my members was going to be here. She had set this up for me, my Vice President Lucy DeBartolo Blackstock. I don't know what happened to her this morning. I had another member of mine that is, and Lucy is of Sicilian descent. I have another one that is Sicilian descent, Louise Fazio. She was a Genuca. She was from Orange originally. And she made some cucinadas that I would like to pass out to each one of you this morning.
Come on up.
Actually, it's called, they're cucinadas, with their Italian fig cookies, and if you eat one of these, you'll never eat a fig Newton again.
Thank you so much.
I also would like to announce, it's on the internet, the Houston Federation over in Houston, they have a large festival. I think it's in three more weekends, I think. You can look it up on the internet, and it's over at the University of St. Thomas, which is a fantastic, they have dances from Italy, they have singers from and all over, they have a band and everything. It's an all day, it's a Friday, Saturday, and Sunday event. They have grape stomping contests. They have spaghetti eating contests. They have all things. So if you're interested and like to see a little bit more, you can go on the internet and look for that. And thank you so much again for having us here.
Commissioner Senegal is going to read you.
And I want to apologize. I have been practicing some of the names.
They are.
I might have Italian descendants a long time ago, but my speech won't show that.
There are some long names, yes, that we have always said we understand.
Ma'am. Italian History Month. Whereas contributions made by Italians to the United States date back to America's beginning, discovered by Italian Christopher Columbus, our country was named after Italian Amerigo Vespucci, and our country's Constitution included in the Bill of Rights a thesis on the equality of man written by Thomas Jefferson's friend, Italian Filippo Mazzei. And whereas the Northwest expedition of George Rogers Clark was financed by an Italian colonel, Francisco Vigo, with these lands becoming Ohio, Indiana, Illinois, Wisconsin, and Michigan, Italian Alessandro Malaspina mapped the Pacific from Mexico to Alaska and to the Philippines, and the source of the Mississippi River was discovered by Italian Giacomo Beltrami. Okay. And whereas the dome of the United States Capitol was created by Italian Constantino Bramuti, help me out here now, ladies. The Bank of America was founded by A.P. Gianni, and the father of nuclear science in America was an Italian by the name of Enrico Fermi. The first enlisted man to receive the Medal of Honor in World War II was Italian-American John Bassoni of New Jersey. And whereas these fine contributions have helped make America the land where freedom and opportunity reign, now therefore be it resolved that the Commissioner's Court of Jefferson, Texas, does hereby proclaim the month of October 2012 as Italian History Month in Jefferson County. Thank you. Hope I didn't butcher them up too good. Too bad, I mean. Thank you.
All right, moving on to County Auditor. Item A is to consider possibly approve a fiscal year 2012 budget transfer for the 60th District Court for additional cost retirement in the amount of $600. Item B is considering possibly approve a budget transfer for JP Precinct 8 for additional cost, and those account numbers need to be amended It'll be extra help 120.2049-412-1005. And the second account number is 120-2049-412-2002. Item C is considering possibly approved budget transfer for veteran services for additional cost in the amount of $100. Item D is consider and approve a budget transfer for printing for additional cost in the amount of $4,000. Item E is a budget transfer for parks and recreation for an allocation of road and bridge precinct 3 labor cost in the amount of $39,900. Item F is to consider and approve a revised intergovernmental agreement with the City of Beaumont for the 2007 Supplemental Port Security Grant, because Jefferson County acts as a fiduciary on that grant. Item G is consider and approve an agreement with Martin Operating Partners LP for the distribution of the 2009 Port Security Grant. Item H is to receive and file the financial operating statements for the month ending August 31st, 2012. And item I is regular county bills, check numbers 371862 through 372170. Yes, 170. Do I have a motion on those items?
So moved.
Second. Moved by Commissioner Senegal, seconded by Commissioner Weaver. Is there any discussion of any of those items under county auditor? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Under county tax assessor collector, item A is considering possibly approved proclamation for the American Heart Association. Do I have a motion on that item? Do I have a second?
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have unanimously. Under county treasurer, item A is considering possibly authorize the county treasurer to execute release of excess collateral with the Bank of New York Mellon Trust Company for the funds of Jefferson County. Do I have a motion on that item? Do I have a second?
Second.
Moved by Commissioner Senegal, seconded by Commissioner Weaver. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Under engineering, item A is considering possibly approving an interlocal agreement between Jefferson County and DD6 for the Lawhon Road Bridge at Green Pond Gully. That includes tree removal for the new LaBelle Road right-of-way. That project located in Precinct 4. Item B is to receive and file an interlocal agreement referenced in item A above. Item C is considering approval of final plat of Gilbert Lake Estates Phase 11, a 27.12-acre subdivision out of the Sarah Miles Survey and the W.H. Aldridge Survey in Jefferson County, and that's another project located in Precinct 4. Do I have a motion on those items?
So moved.
Been moved and seconded. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Item A, under human resources, is to consider and approve a granting extended leave without pay for up to 90 days for Christopher Barnes, juvenile probation department employee. Do I have a motion on that item?
So moved.
And do you recommend that, Mr. Erickson?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Under Sheriff's Department, item A is consider and approve accepting donations totaling $500 from the Brewster Procurement Group on behalf of Shell Pipeline and Motiva Enterprises. That money is going to be used for emergency responders to educate on topics such as pipeline awareness, precautions, pipeline markers, and signs, and potential hazards. I have a motion on that item. Moved and seconded. Any discussion? Favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? And lastly, we will recess out of open court, and under district attorney, I'll announce an executive closed session for the discussion of potential litigation between Jefferson County and the U.S. Department of Labor as authorized by section 551.071 of the government code. So we will now clear the courtroom and have a meeting.
Judge, real quick before you close. The past three weekends, we've had a health fair, myself, and there were several county employees, Carrie and Jerome. We have to give them comp time, but they would do it without the comp time. But to stay legal, we due to comp time for us, they're volunteering. But several county employees from the Constable Precinct 8 office, Tax Assessor's Office, Indigent Health 1 and 2, and several other officers came in and volunteered their entire day for the last 3 weekends to make it all a total success. And I want to thank y'all, because that's the spirit that we hope to have up here, that we all buy into trying to make sure Jefferson County is represented in a positive manner. And I want to thank those county employees.
I did too, because we also had some members of the Sheriff Department Constable Precinct 6.
Thank y'all. I really mean that. Thank y'all.
Thank you, everybody, for being here today. I can't wait to get this over with so I can try these cookies. We appreciate them. All right.